The hottest comic books in the world. We've compiled the data, and I have a question for every person watching our videos. Is this the worst time to buy these comic books? As we go through the numbers, let us know in the comments section. Hit the subscribe button. And Jem, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Tom, but I'm seeing a lot of mutant books, a lot of X-Men books on this hot 10, and I gotta ask myself, is this the best time to buy these keys? Number 10 on the list, we haven't talked about this since probably the comic boom. Uncanny X-Men 221, the first Mr. Sinister.
This is one of many books that have gone from the trending list over to the hot 10 because of how much they've spiked and the sheer quantity that they're moving. And when we chatted about this book last, we found buy it now pricing cheaper than what auctions were going for. The demand is off the chain. Take a look at these numbers. We have a 9.0 selling for $81 and two copies outsold the recent 12-month average, the highest an increase of 27%. The 9.2 sold for $90, 25% above the recent 12-month average, and three copies outsold that average this past week. The 9.4 had five copies outsell the 12-month average, the highest being $120 for an increase of 45%.
The newsstand 9.4 sold for $110, 6% above its average. The 9.6 is up 29%, and five copies outperformed that average this week. The newsstand 9.6 up 29% as well. And then we have the 9.8, which sold for $345 at its height, and seven copies outsold the average.
That's up 24%, and the last person recorded GPA sale was for $274. So members are paying even higher amounts than what is available because they want this book so bad, probably because of the hints of Mr. Sinister in X-Men 97 that we already got in episode 2, the spec that he will be a live-action villain in the MCU in the future.
Yeah, and they've been wanting to use Sinister as a live-action villain for years. I mean, I think he was in two post-credit scenes, and if you're reading the X-Men 97 comics, he does show up as the villain behind the scenes at the end of issue 1.
Utilize code TOM101 on Key Collector Comics. This is the application we use every single day to keep up on all comic book news, data, and to learn about funny books. Catalog your comics, get suggested pricing on your funny books, but also your entire collection, and support the show.
Yo, comic fam, this Friday we are raiding Todd McFarlane, so you know we have to go all out, and this right here proves it. Dollar Start Auctions, first Mr. Sinister, first Adamantium in comics, first She-Hulk, first Ultron, Demon in a Bottle. Tony must have seen that we're gonna be doing Dollar Start Auctions on original Spawn covers.
That's Valerio John Giordano. Spawn 328, man, crazy line work.
This right here is by Javi Fernandez, a King Spawn issue 4 published cover. This right here is issue 2 by the same artist. And you know Hellboy is my favorite character of all time. So we have a BPRD original published cover, dollar start. Be there, link in the description. Join me on Whatnot.
You'll get a $10 credit. You can use that to get a $10 book for free. These are some examples, just a few examples of what I'm talking about.
Oh, and one last thing. We're gonna give away a Nintendo Switch. So be there, 1 p.m. on the best new place to buy and sell collectibles, Whatnot.
Fire Guy Ryan here. Go click the link in the description, sign up for Whatnot. You'll get a $10 credit. You can use that to get a $10 book for free. These are some examples, just a few examples of what I'm talking about. Go do it, go do the thing. Stop watching.
What do you guys think about buying the first appearance of Mr. Sinister now? Is this the time to buy? Is it only going to increase in price? Comment down below as we move on to number 9. Another book that we haven't really spoke on in a little while, Marvel Premiere 15, the first appearance of Danny Rand, Iron Fist.
We've been hearing Iron Fist rumors for quite a while now. Rumors that Iron Fist may be introduced into the greater MCU at large in Shang-Chi 2. And we're talking Danny Rand. We're talking about the actor Finn Jones reprising his role from the Netflix days, but not as the leading Iron Fist, but no, as a mentor to a new Iron Fist. And then this week, the actor posted something that's so dope, seemingly a gym bag with his comic in it. You know, we're talking about comic bagged and boarded in Mylar. Iron Fist issue 125. Well, it's Power Man and Iron Fist 125. This is the final issue of the run from 1986. Why else would he post this unless he's just doing some wishful thinking?
No, he's definitely back on his Iron Fist BS. There have been 48 more slabs added to the census since we talked about this book 2 months ago. The 4.0 just sold for $113, putting it just about above average. The 7.5 is up 14%, and two copies outperformed. The 8.0 is up 6%. The 9.0 sold for $480, 18% above average. The 9.6 is up 15%, and the 9.8 just sold for $4,320, 3% above average.
This book hit $12,000 at its height back in 2022. It did not take long for this book to plummet upwards of $8,000. So I'm going to do the same thing, Jem. I want to know from the community, is this the worst or best time to buy this book, considering how much it's dropped and seemingly having an optimistic future, at least on the big screen?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's a better time to buy than it was in 2021, but I digress. Let's move on to number 8, another Iron Fist book, but it's a mutant key. Issue 14, the first appearance of Sabretooth.
This is the first appearance of Sabretooth, and it's hot as hell because of the leaks that happened months ago, which has propelled this book on collector's radar on our list 5 different occasions. And yes, Deadpool 3 has this character inbound. We know that. But we're also starting to see articles come up about who we want to see next portray the character, because the role that's being reprised is probably going to be temporary.
Yeah, he's definitely going to die in this movie. Sabretooth's going to get decapitated. Maybe they'll recast him along with Wolverine somewhere down the line. He hasn't shown up in X-Men 97 yet, but he is on the cover and in the issue for issue 2. And did you see that movie web article? They're trying to make a case for Conor McGregor to play Sabretooth in live action.
I was a little worried about this, and I have to hear the community's thoughts in the comment section below, not just about this comic book, but about casting Sabretooth. I'm not a huge UFC fan, and hearing Conor McGregor, you know, this dude's like Irish. It would be kind of weird to hear his accent as it pertains to him portraying Sabretooth. However, I watched Roadhouse this last weekend, and I'm talking the new one with Jake Gyllenhaal, and it was superb. Has anyone seen this movie? I'm already planning on watching it again this week. I had so much fun watching it, and Conor McGregor killed it.
He's beefed up recently, but yeah, like you said, I don't know if he has the voice to play Sabretooth. Either way, the 3.5 is up 6%. The 5.0 is up 13%, two copies outdoing the average. The 6.5 is up 12%. The 7.5 is up 3%. The 9.0 sold for $612, 15% above average. And the 9.4 came in at $1,175, 39% up.
Then we have a 7.5, Mark Jewelers, selling for the first time publicly in comic history. The first recorded sale coming in at $985. And to give you some perspective, that's the price you would pay for like a 9.4 direct copy. So that's a steep price hike for that insert. Looking over at the list at number 7, we got to talk about Avengers Annual number 10. And I got to know the thoughts from the community, because this Rogue's first appearance has been creeping up not only on the trending list, but on buyers' radars aggressively. And I have to assume it's not just because of the MCU, but because of X-Men 97. Is this a great time to buy this book?
I can't remember the last time we spoke about this book, probably back during the comic boom, but it's got to be like the worst key issue X-Men cover of all time. Sorry, Avengers Annual 10 fans. But yeah, Rogue featured heavily in the X-Men 97 animated series, although I like the original version much better. I think many of you would agree. But a ton of sales to report on. The 8.0 is up 5%, two copies outselling. The 8.5 up 50%, and three copies outperform the average. The 9.0 is up 6%. The 9.2 is up 24%. Three copies outperform that as well.
The 9.4 had three copies outsell the average, the highest being for an increase of 16%, selling for $170. The 9.6 sold for $245, an increase of 9%, and three copies outsold that 12-month average. And the 9.8 sold for $749 for an increase of 9% when you compare it to that recent 12-month average. This book hit heights of over $2,000 back in 2021, has not been on the hot 10 until this past week, and you have to assume that it's because of the animated show.
And I mentioned that we haven't talked about this in quite some time, but it did make the trending list just 2 weeks ago. 41 more slabs added to the census since then, 11 of those being 9.6s, bringing that total to 1,972 copies. Last GPA sale, 175, its 12-month average being 224, but that record high from June of 2021, $1,000.
Every week we release videos about two different lists compiling upwards of 20 different comic books every single week. We keep track of all this data, which allows us to keep track of the census count. So even if we don't talk about a book for a month or 2 weeks, we have the numbers that we quoted from then to be able to provide an update on anything that's new. And I don't think there's anyone in the marketplace tracking the increase of census count like we are. We hope you find that valuable. Hit the like button if you want us to keep doing it.
And where there's Rogue, you know there's got to be Gambit. Coming in at number six, we have Uncanny X-Men issue 266, the second appearance, but first cover appearance of Gambit.
That's right. One of my favorite keys of all time, and we have a lot of sales to report on, but I'm just going to skip a few of them. Go check out Key Collector for all of them. The 9-4 sold for $239, an increase of 25%. Three copies outsold that 12-month average. The Newsy 9.4 sold for $280. Roughly $40 more than the standard direct at a grade that typically doesn't cause that inflation for an increase of 21%. The 9.6 sold for $250, an increase of 1%, and a 9.8 sold for $700 for an increase of 1% as well. This book has been hovering around the $600 to $700 marker at a 9.8 all year long, despite increase in census count and despite X-Men 97.
This is another one that hit the trending list just 2 weeks ago, and there have been 73 more slabs added to that 21,000 total census count, including 17 9.8s. Now, even the last GPA sale, still hovering around that 12-month average, coming in at $685, still way down from its all-time record high of $1,700 from December of 2020. And I feel like back then we were getting more of the Channing Tatum rumors.
And we're still hearing rumors about Channing Tatum, but take a look at this. Hugh Jackman posted another one of his classic Wolverine workout videos. And in the comment section, Channing Tatum commented and said, "Let's go, daddy," leading many people to believe that he will appear in Deadpool 3.
It sounds like he wants to ride on Hugh Jackman's back screaming, "Let's go, daddy," while he lights up his claws with his kinetic energy.
Yeah, maybe, Jim. I don't know what that was, but it may be. At the list at number five, Avengers number four. This is the first Silver Age Cap appearance, and it's all spiking up from that monster 9.8 sale of $108,000 back in January.
Yeah, Cap's back on the list. We talked about this book 2 weeks ago. Nine more added to the census for a Silver Age book at that. The 1.8 up 3%. The 2.0 sold for $1,000, up 44%. The 3.0 can't keep up, also selling for $1,000, still 17% above average. The 3.5 is up 3%, and the 5.0 came in at $1,800, 2% above average.
And then we have a 9.2 record-breaking sale. And this doesn't happen often, but when you look at the census, it makes sense. Above a 9.0, this book is very tough. We have a 9.2 record that was set back during the comic boom in 2021 of $16,200. And for a 4% increase this past week, a copy sold for $16,800.
Now, we've been talking about Captain America 4, Brave New World, and how they're doing all these reshoots, and they had a test screening, and it didn't go so well, but we haven't been talking about the new Captain America Black Panther 1943 video game.
Rise of Hydra, taking place in World War II, playable characters being Captain America and Black Panther. T'Challa's grandfather. How dope does this look, comic fam? Let us know in the comment section if you're going to be playing this like I am.
You know, I'm going to be getting that platinum, baby. Moving on to number four, we have Incredible Hulk 181, the first full appearance of Wolverine. Let's go, daddy.
Let's go, daddy. Every month, we send our members a box of comics, and you can join in by going to ComicTom101.com. We're sending every member this month two different guaranteed exclusives, and they're bangers. Deadpool number one, it's an ASM 300 homage by Dan Panosian, and we didn't stop there. We have a Jackpot Black Cat number one, Dan Panosian cover as well. Link in the description. Support the show, and let's talk about Wolverine. First full appearance. And we have a 9.8 sale to report on. Let's just jump right into it. The 6.0 is selling for average at $3,450. The 6.5 is selling for $4,000, 4% up. The 7.0 is up 5%. The 8.5 is up 5%. And a 9.8 sold for $72,000. And that's up 6%. How do these percentages feel to you, Jem? They're all about what the book has been going for the last 12 months. Has this book approached the rock bottom?
Yeah, small percentage increase, but it is a more expensive book. I think as long as the prices are going up, it's better for the market. And I remember when I got into this hobby around 2014 or so, a 9.8 was $10,000. So the fact it's selling for 72 grand still blows my mind, even though the all-time record high was 138 grand, but those were different times during the pandemic. Now, we talked about 1943, but one of the reasons why I got a PlayStation 5, besides Mortal Kombat 1, was the upcoming Wolverine video game made by the same creators who did the Spider-Man games, Insomniac. And we've had hackers go through the game files, giving us some juicy little tidbits about the game. There may be an X-Men game coming out in 2030, playable Jean Grey sequences. They even have a leaked character model of a Sentinel.
46 slabs have been added to the census in the last 7 days. And there's no new 9.8s, but there is one new 9.6, two new 9.4s, one new 9.2, and one new 9.0.
Moving on to number three, it's funny to see Avengers 4 and Avengers 1 on the Hot 10 list. This is the first team appearance of the Avengers. You got Hulk, Iron Man, Wasp, Thor, and Ant-Man.
This past week, the highest graded, highest selling copy in recorded comic history has sold of an Avengers 1. Let's jump right into the numbers. And full disclosure, I think I undersold my copy of Avengers 1 this past week. Whoops. I guess I'm not watching the videos, Gemma. 2.0 is up 5% and two copies outsold that recent 12-month average. A 2.5 sold for $23.50. That's an increase of 2%. Then there were two copies that sold above the recent 12-month average of a 3.0, the highest being $3,360 for an increase of 20%. And I sold my copy for $2,800, which was the 12-month average. That's why you got to follow me on eBay. I'm hooking up the Comic Fam on those deals.
Tom, are you not watching these videos? Are you not following Key Collector? How are you not pricing your books accordingly?
What can I say, Jem? I'm still learning.
The 4.0 is up 1%, selling for $36.50. The 6.5 is up 8%, Monster Sale, $8,300. The 7.0 sold for $10,800, crossing the five-figure mark, putting it 16% above average. And then an incredible sale of a 9.6, which last broke record during the comic boom. Selling for $369,000, it's got an all-new record-breaking sale, 17% above that, coming in at $432,000.
That's a huge price on this book, especially how low this book has gotten over the last few years since its heights that were reached. But when you're talking about only five copies in existence and the highest being a 9.6, those buyers are few and far between, and they're willing to pay whatever they can because they may never get a chance in their lifetime to secure the highest graded copy of Avengers 1.
I think this is a good time to acknowledge the Action 1 CGC 8.5 pedigree, which just broke record for the highest selling comic book of all time, selling for $6 million. It's not on the Hot 10 because it's not a hot book. These books are books that usually have three or more high-performing sales, but I just felt we should acknowledge it.
I think we should acknowledge that number one on the list isn't Wolverine number one, Jem. How you feeling about number two on the list? Frank Miller, Wolverine first solo series.
I'm just kind of scared that it's going to be the first appearance of Dazzler, but I haven't looked ahead yet. Let's talk about Wolverine sales, though. This is why he makes the list every week. The 7.0 is up 44%. The 8.0 is up 37%. The newsstand 9.0 is up 32%. It's not because we're talking about it. It's because you guys are buying it. The CGC 9.2 is up 24%. The 9.4 up 35%. And this week, three copies outdid the average.
The newsstand 9.4 is up 19%. The 9.6 sold for $325, 23% up. And six different 9.6s sold this past week. The newsstand 9.6 sold for $415, an increase of 17%. And two newsstand 9.6s outsold that 12-month average this past week. And then we have the 9.8, the highest selling for $735, an increase of 10%. And five 9.8s moved.
All outselling the average. And I remember when this book was first hitting the list in this recent run where it was going for $600, then $625, then $650, now $735. 95 more copies on the census since we talked about this last week when it hit number one. 14 of those being 9.8s.
That's two 9.8 slabs a day being added to the census. The demand is going up, but as is the supply, which is why a member purchased one for under market, the last recorded GPA sale, for $650. That's why you have to hit the subscribe button, Comic Fam. We're going to steer you right because we report on the prices of books after they have sold to keep you in the know.
And Wolverine deserves to be on this list. I mean, we got the video game that we've mentioned. We've got X-Men 97, Deadpool, and Wolverine. It's in the title. And the fact that Frank Miller is having a private CGC signing. And to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Wolverine, they've added other Wolverine creators to that list.
The entire creative team of this book. You got Chris Claremont, Joe Rubenstein, Roy Thomas, Wolverine co-creator now. Ooh, before we get into that drama, let's talk about the hottest number one book in the world. And it's not Dazzler. And it's not Wolverine.
It's not those two, but it is Deadpool, New Mutants 98, his first appearance. Now, we have some new merch showcasing the Deadpool core and probably the most detail that we've seen, garnering more hype for this movie.
That's right. T-shirt leaks for upcoming merchandise that's headed to Hot Topic. We see not just the Deadpool core in all their glory, you know, Dogpool, Babypool, etc., but we do see Deadpool and Wolverine on a shirt again. And I can't help but think that Hugh Jackman in that yellow costume is going to blow our minds.
It's crazy that it's taken him this long playing Wolverine to finally get a version in the yellow and blue. A slew of sales here. Let's just start with the top half. The 9.0 up 10%. The newsstand 9.0, though, is up 25%. Two copies outselling the average. The 9.2 is up 14%. The newsstand 9.2 up 23%. Also, two copies outperforming the average. We got the 9.6 up 20% and four copies outperformed this week.
The newsstand 9.6 is up 5%. People have been paying between $1,200 and $1,300 all year long for a 9.8. And the highest sale this past week, is it because of the shirts? Are people buying this book for their PC? Are they getting that Deadpool 3 FOMO? Someone just paid $1,521. That's an increase of 9%. It's not that much more, but take a look at these numbers. The census count has exploded.
Yeah, this book missed the Hot 10 last week, but since we've talked about it 2 weeks ago, there have been 125 more copies added to the census, including 23 more 9.6s and 22 more 9.8s.
Seeing this book fluctuate between $100 and $200 at a 9.8 is extremely impressive when you consider that there's been an increase of 9.8s being added to the census at a rate of nearly two per day every day. What do you think about these books? Are you buying any of them? Do you think any of these are worth buying now, or are you waiting? Let your fellow Comic Fam members learn from you in the comment section below. And as always,
geek responsibly and stay minty fresh.
Enough said.